96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen all around the world. It is April the 12th, and our team at the Carifta Games are headed to Jamaica. We give kudos to Anthony Strawn, who won the, by the way, I just need to mention that Sarah Parker is watching Beryl Blair. She's watching also. So I give kudos to Anthony Strawn, who won the 200 meters at the Bermuda Games. Stevie Gardner captured the 200 meters. Triple jumper, Kevon Kalmer, finished third in Bermuda with a jump of 41 feet and 11 inches. Kudos also to Samson Colebrook. He ran a 10.01 time, and that is a new personal best for him, and that allows him to qualify for the World Championships. The event was at the Atlanta Track Club Spring Track Meet on Sunday past. He is on his way to the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon. Well, ladies and gentlemen, also, the UB Mingos with Kendrick Thompson and Ken Mullings did very well at the Hurricane Invitational at the University of Bahamas. Both look forward to make the standards for Eugene, Oregon. I do appreciate those who, persons who are listening and watching track and field. We can be reached through numerous platforms. Well, I must also mention that the Guardian Radio is celebrating their 10th anniversary. Well, I joined several months later. I definitely love the promo for the 10th anniversary, and I wonder who did it. My producer is somebody from Fox Hill. He is a Catholic and all of that. And he is rumming. Can you tell me who did that promotion? Well, my co-host, Philippa Arnett, will not be in the studio this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, listening all around the world, we do appreciate your interest in track and field. And you're going to love this show. Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, brought to you also by Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, all Calumba Insurance agents and brokers, and the B3As is one of our sponsors. Thank you, everyone. There should be many others who would wish to sponsor those under 17 athletes who did not qualify for the team. I am sure people who love track and field will reach out and find some
additional funds for those under 17 athletes to participate. Well, I have been a financial services representative for more than 42 years. My daughter, Alexis Hannah, is my business partner. And we are the team at Kalina, and really appreciate our sponsors and have a love affair with them. We now go to our first commercial break, and when we come back upon that, we will turn, we will rock and roll. So we go to our break and our first set of commercial break, and we will hear those commercials. And please use that one that somebody produced.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment. One of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
Ladies and gentlemen all over the world, we are back. But unfortunately, our guest is supposed to be President Jamiko Archer. Spoke with him yesterday. And the head coach, they should have been in the studio. And we also have one of the jump coaches. His last name is Arul, and he indicated to me that he would be here. Well, in any event, I wish that you can call in. First of all, two other people have joined by Facebook, and that is Jackie Gardner. She is with Kalina on Village Road, on the west side of the road. And then we all know Porsche Norwich. So normally there are over 300 people watching and listening to the show. But because of the new technology, we can't see all of them. And some people say that I don't see them on the show. But they say they were on the show. And that's what I am talking about. So we are talking about, as I say, the Carifta Games. Now, the numbers to call are 325-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Those are the numbers to call. And the text line, oh, we have Angela Hinsey. She is watching. So the text line is 422-4796. And text your answer if you are sort of shy. But the numbers to call are 323-6232. The other numbers are 325-4316. And the final one is 325-5059. I think that's what it is. And please, ladies and gentlemen, let me hear you call. And I gave you the numbers, and I know quite a number of people have some ideas that they want to share to the Bahamas, not just the Bahamas, but to the world, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you that when we're talking about track world, we're talking about excitement. If there's no excitement in the world, nothing happens. People get excited. If there's no excitement at the stadium, people are wondering what in the world is happening. So I ask you to please call in and give me your thoughts about this Carifta Games going down to Jamaica. And these are your thoughts. These were things that I was going to ask the president and the head coach and the jumps coach, Mr. Rowell. We were talking about some of the athletes who were, Kevin Smith is watching also. I don't know if he was somebody out at the stadium, but in any event, I really appreciate. And we're talking about us having people who can sponsor one of the athletes under 70 now who did not make the cut at the trials. Give me a call, please. Give me a call. And you could also talk about the coaches. Well, Inza Patton, my good cousin in Florida, she's watching also. Her father went to St. Augustine's College. I went to St. Augustine's College also, but Inza's father, Patton, is a little older than me. When I went to St. Augustine's, I know he was finishing Augustine's. Oh, Kelly Burrows. Kelly Burrows is out of Grand Bahama, and he came up to Nassau to attend a funeral of his family. And one of the family, I can't remember her first name, but she was a member of the Pioneers Sporting Club, of which I was the president a long time ago. And his her brother, who worked at, or maybe still work at NLB, he used to run also. But it was a busy weekend for funerals, a busy weekend for funerals. So, ladies and gentlemen, could you just call? There's some people who said that they were going to call, and I guess they are, shy. But look here. I used to be shy in growing up, but shyness don't take any place. Thank you ever so much. We do have a caller on the line.
Mr. Pendleton.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm better than most, not as good as you know. So tell me what you're excited about, my brother.
This is Coach Cash. I'm calling beyond as it relates to the Griffith game.
Yes.
Yes, I know you mentioned now, but the under 17, having sponsors for the under 17. But I'm asking a question. Why did it have to come down to this last minute asking for sponsorship for them when these girls,
and boys.
And boys.
There has to be boys that did not make it.
Yeah, sure determination. And as we look at the future, knowing that track and field at the grifter level was canceled for the last 2 years.
So just wait 1 second. Tell the world, you know, this goes all over the world. You won't believe it. Tell the world your thoughts.
My thoughts is this. If the grifter games was canceled for the last 2 years, why wouldn't you...
May have been two. I'm a numbers man, but I think it just was 2 years that we missed it. But I'm not sure.
Yes. Why would you not look at seeing in the head-to-head competition, take the best of the best to go ahead and represent the country, knowing right now that you have a lot of athletes who had missed the game, and now you have some upcoming athletes who worked hard to see how best they can now show their skills and talent to represent the country. And they would have worked hard. And at the end of the day, they know they would have given up that. And in some instances, they went through 3 rounds in 1 day. And I don't know if no meet where athletes would have gone through 3 rounds in 1 day and still be discouraged from being able to be a part of the team.
How many people did 3 rounds? Is it the 100 meters or
the
200 meters? The
117 did the 100 and the 200.
Okay.
Boys and girls.
So that's 3 rounds?
3 rounds.
The 100 and the 200. Go up to the 400. And you remember...
400 and 2 rounds.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is this. Right now, we have... Right now, at the senior level, when you look at Shawnee, when you look at Stevie, right now, Charlton, when you look behind them, I know you mentioned Colbert coming behind them.
Samson, yes.
Samson.
He was with Norbert Elliott at Purdue,
yeah.
Yes. People need to know it and know that he lives in Atlanta. Not the States,
yeah.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Close to Chris Brown. I need to put this thing in, you know.
Yes,
go ahead.
And Anthony Strawn.
Unbelievable.
Yes, right now, Mr. Millicent, it's discouraging for these athletes to work so hard and have to go through some of the little things that makes a major difference. Right now, we would have discouraged some of these young athletes right now at the career level. And I know some of our senior athletes have been discouraged, even from getting money to help them train and push themselves to get to the next level. At the Olympic Games, we saw countries like China producing 4x1 women teams.
China has done that for some time, and Japan has done that for some time.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, we got the talent.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not really pushed our athletes in position to succeed like they could.
Well, are you sure of that? Have you been to the whichever stadium to see the numbers of people who are training every day or every other day? And remember now, remember, there's more than the 100, 200, 400.
Yes, I know that.
Okay, go ahead.
And I think you know that too. But
the people have to know.
Yes, but my point is this. when we continue to discourage these athletes, we got a different breed of athletes right now. Right now, a lot of the athletes who are coming out, going through Carista and show promise to be at the senior level. A lot of them are going to represent their colleges, do whatever they have to do to represent their colleges, show good promise. But when it comes to represent the country, a lot of them are now taking the attitude that I got my degree, I can go ahead and get me a job, get married, and forget anything else.
Let me say something. Let me say something, please. You know, there is somebody who ran either in Atlanta or someplace else, or maybe the Hurricane meet. But what I am saying, some of them went to a school in the States. It may have been Purdue. Their father is one of the best technician. And they were supposed to stop and just get a degree. And I think they got a degree. And now they are running again. I say hello, my big brother, Spence Finlayson. He is watching. I call it my big brother, but how do I call it? He calls me the big brother. And he knows a whole lot about track and field. As a matter of fact, he had records at St. Augustine's. And at one time, our mother had an incident where she had a stroke and Spence could not go to the meet that St. Augustine's went to. But what I am saying is that there are challenges, challenges, and challenges. And as the people who want it more and do all that they need to do well, they are the ones who are successful. What's your thought?
In a nutshell, you might be right in some cases, but in some cases, it's a lot of those athletes who are pushing and have felt the discouragement of not being able to receive what they could receive, because sometimes...
From whom? One more time.
From the B3A.
Okay.
From those in position to help these athletes to succeed.
Well, I hope the B3A's president shows up. He promised to be here. Yes.
I spoke in the meeting. I wasn't able to be to the meeting, but I spoke just like how I'm speaking now. That
yes.
We're discouraging a lot of the athletes, and we need to stop doing that. We need to push these athletes and help these athletes be the best that they could be. A lot of those athletes who have gone on and became great athletes didn't qualify. If Debbie
Say that again. Make that statement again. A lot of those
athletes who have gone on to do well at Drifter didn't have no qualifying mark.
Well, it depends. Historically, I could tell you everything. I could tell you everything about qualifications.
Yeah.
When BJ became the listen, please. When BJ became the president, if you didn't make the team, you didn't go. We weren't throwing money away. And it caused people to do more in terms of training and the parents and all that kind of thing. Sometimes you take people, I'm talking about when I took people home from the stadium, drive all the way in Carmichael Road. And one of them in the States now, and very good. But what I am saying, I got there all the way in Carmichael Road, and the cars are in the yard. But it happens to a lot of people. I'm saying that the parents need to do a little bit more. But I do know now the parents are doing a little more than they used to do then.
Yeah, but at the same time, Mr. Finlayson said, we still have to look at how seeing our best right now.
Say that again, please. Say that again.
Looking at right now what you're saying about asking for sponsorship for these under 17 athletes, I'm sure they can get the sponsor. They can be sponsored if the opportunity was said, pushed ahead of time. The team's supposed to be leaving Thursday. You're asking now.
Friday.
On Tuesday.
There's a difference in the day.
Yeah, a difference in the day. But what I'm saying is, why wasn't this call made last week? Why would
I don't know. I'm not a member of the B3As. I've been a president, but listen to me, please. Every week that we're here, we talk about CARIFTA. We talk about the president, the parents, and everything else. Some people tired of hearing me saying those things, but repetition goes far. If you listen to some things on television, and people say, if you do it again and again, it would stick. If you do it two times or three times, ain't nothing happening. Anybody else have a comment? But you continue, sir.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that it's like the night hour. I'm sure those girls would really be proud to know that they can get a sponsorship, and I think the call could be made a little louder for them. But I think that's...
How, my brother, how? I am talking loud. I don't talk light.
But I mean, you said it in a gentle spirit, but I don't expect...
Well, that's me. Let me say this. Let me say this, my brother. I know how to deal with people. You can't be antagonist with people. I don't know if you know that. I'm a life insurance agent, a financial services person for 42 years. How do you think I've made my way in there? But anyhow...
I understand that, Mr. Simpson.
Yes.
All I'm saying is this. If we know right now...
So tell me, what are you going to do the rest of the season? CARIFTA is going to be finished in a couple of days. What are you going to do the rest of the season? And anybody else?
I have athletes still training. I'm still pushing athletes to be the best they could be. And this has not been a one-time. This isn't a cry for just my athletes.
Okay.
This is a cry for the nation. And that's what I've been doing, standing in the gap.
Thank you, sir. When I see you,
be the best to represent our country.
When I see you, when I see you at the Nationals, going towards the World Championships, we're going to talk. My number is 432-9961. I talk to anybody and any people who talk to me about track and field. So thank you very much. I'm going to see what the next caller says. I guess there's no... Good evening, caller.
Good evening, Mr. Fenderson.
My name is Alpheus, by the way.
Alpheus? Mr. Fenderson, are you sir?
Mr. Fenderson is my daddy. Okay?
Okay. I want to get straight to you, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
My husband with a best call. He's Coach Cash. I'm Mrs. Cash calling. A very concerned parent. I need to find advice.
Excuse me. Wait a second, please. Wait a second. Let me hear you, please.
I didn't
start
hear you, sir.
Start it again. Let me hear you.
My husband?
I know your husband very well.
No,
and
sir,
I supported your club many years ago.
May I say?
I said I supported your husband and the club and the daughter and everything.
Beautiful.
Many
Beautiful.
Years ago, okay?
That's why I'm calling. From the time our daughter was running.
Mm.
I need to find out, sir. You said you were the president of the B3As before?
Well, you don't need to ask that. No more conversation.
No,
I have been the
you.
President of the B3As for 8 years. You got a
Beautiful.
Problem with that?
Okay, now I need to ask my question because I didn't really know that. I need to find out why because I'm very concerned, especially as it relates to the CARIFTA trials. And I'm speaking on behalf of the parents of the Spirit of Excellence Track Club and all of the other athletes who would have competed and tried to qualify for during the CARIFTA trials for CARIFTA. Are you aware, sir, and I wish to bring this to the attention of the public, that there is a faulty time clock, an automatic clock, being used at the track and field meet and other track meets, and which is given flawed, incorrect times, therefore having certain athletes, not all of them, qualify, and others who would have qualified, not qualify, sir?
My dear... I have been told that, but I said, I can see something, but you have to direct it to the officials. There's an officials association.
And if you do that and they don't respond for decades. What happens, sir?
Well, let me say this. Let me say this. I know how to talk. I know who to talk to. And if you talk enough and you criticize enough, making sure that what your criticism is correct. That's all I'm saying. I know how to... Pardon me?
I said, and if you have complained, written a letter or petition for pardon.
Excuse me again, I can't hear well. I must.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I must speak a little louder, please.
Okay, Mr. Sanderson, thank you so much.
No, I'm hearing you, my dear. I'm hearing you.
Okay, I thought you said you couldn't hear me. I am saying to you.
No,
sir,
you spoke a little louder. Go ahead.
I am saying to you, sir, if, as a very concerned parent, you wrote letters, got petitions, signed petitions from parents, you gave it to the B3As, also the Ministry of Youth and Sports, and you have gotten no response for 2 decades. Through all of the presidents, through those decades, who would have been there, and you have gotten no response. They totally ignore you, sir. What can you do? That is my concern.
Yeah, I hear that. Let me say this. People ain't interested that the things that I did with the B3As, from being the public relations person from 1977. I don't know if you were born then, but what I'm saying is that people don't check. People don't check for you anymore. They think you're gone.
Mr. Sanderson, something must be done, and I wish to bring it now to the public, to the world, to the IAAF, to the IOC, to the BOC, to the B3As, to the Ministry of Youth, to the government, that clock needs to be changed, because guess what? Those persons who are running it, the technicians, they know just what is happening. It happens also in the BAISS meet. It happened in the GSSS meet. I have been checking, and I have been right now, and I said, great Lord, so the clock even stops in the middle of the racing. They don't even announce all the winners. They don't announce all that, sir. It's so frustrating. Because guess what? My husband, who has been coaching for decades now, I am even getting frustrated telling him to quit. Because it sounds like nothing is happening. But I know it's the calling of God, and it's for him to assist those young athletes and parents, because it's also about discipline of life. But something, sir, must be done now, because you have athletes on the team. Look at the results on techresults.net. Some of those athletes didn't even compete, who are going on the course team, and I'm not coming down on them.
They didn't compete?
From something else.
They didn't compete?
Sir, all of the results are not up.
Okay.
It's not showing some of the athletes even qualifying. Okay. According to the meeting that they had with the coaches and the B3As, they decided that only qualified athletes would go on the team. Sir, all of the athletes do not qualify. And also, my husband had an athlete who came first in one meet, in one race, second in the other. She even beat me under 20 times. She did not make it. You have athletes who would have come on the team now, would have come like a 6th, 7th. What is going on? It must change, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I was right there when seeing your husband at the stadium and advising people. So, Edric Poitier, what your thoughts, my brother? Just text it to me. Let me see you. I said we have Enza Patton, Kelly Burrows, my baby brother, Spence Finlayson, and a number of other people. I talked about Kelly Burrows. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we will talk about a number of other things.
Boy, why you look so mash up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know he's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No, boy. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies. From Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Lyndon Penland Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, Junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, my listeners and watchers all around the world, tell me this. What do you think, what do you feel concerning your other thoughts on these Grifter Games? And I'm talking about specifically when the athletes return home. Everybody is talking. If they did well, and if they didn't do well, they'll talk bad about people. Tell us about when the top athletes return home, and you know we do have some top athletes. There's somebody on the line.
Hey.
Good evening, my brother.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Henderson, Hawk Henderson. I was listening to the show. I just want to say thank you for reaching out, trying to reach corporate Bahamas. And I think this is the...
Talk a little louder, please.
Yeah, I think you're doing an awesome job, man.
A good job, and I love what I do.
Yeah, I think in being a past president, I think, you know, that's really good how you trying to reach out. I think if we could get to if we probably can really make the Bahamas aware that we really need some funds, like you said, to get these under 17, because now it made it seem as if the B3A is probably maybe lacking in funds. I don't know.
We didn't know. You do know there is sponsorship by the government. I don't know how much it is. It ain't my business. In the time of my time with the B3As, I knew exactly what was what. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. But I listened to some parents who called, and I listened to some person who spoke already, and they were talking on the Coach Cash's wife, who was talking on behalf of the parents and stuff. And you know, like you was talking about, what are your thoughts with the athletes when they return home and all this other stuff? Well, I think, first of all, for some of the athletes, probably who would have worked hard, like Coach Cash was saying, who would have worked hard, because this year was probably a different atmosphere. I want to say you had COVID going on and all this. It's different.
But all through the Caribbean.
All through the Caribbean.
Yes.
And so, as we can see in other areas, like in education, they made some concessions. And I think they would have made concessions in sports as well, because if we look at the Bahamas times for qualification and we look at Jamaica time, Bahamas have a higher standard than Jamaica. Way higher standard. Every country have their own standard.
In education?
No, I mean for Carifta time.
Oh, okay. Yes, why do you think that? You've been to the champs, you see the performances in champs with young people.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, we let's look at Jamaica. Jamaica has a plethora of colleges and schools geared to sport.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But you know, Jamaica has 10 times as many people as us.
That's what I'm saying.
And they got even more all around the world.
Yeah, and so when I think we sort of shoot ourselves in the foot. I mean, I understand, really, I do understand that we want the children to go and we want them to be at a high caliber. Yes, we want the standard. But I'm just saying, you know, that with everything which was going on, when we see, I listened to a coach, Coach Ingram, and he was trying to make a case.
Oh, he has a birthday today or yesterday.
Okay. And he was making a case about athletes who had like the third best time in the Caribbean. Why would you leave this athlete? Be guaranteed the medal. There's another coach who's saying one of his athletes just missed it by a second or so, and they like the third in the, you know, I'm saying, I know we made standards, right? But I'm saying, like, as and listen, let me tell you, the president, you know, I've been to a church service on Sunday. I stumbled across the service as a matter of fact.
I didn't hear anything about it until Andrew put the thing in the in the chat.
Oh, wow.
And in the past, every president used to be invited to this. I guess nobody thinking about the former presidents.
You know, so a lot going on and so forth. You know, but I mean, there's a lot of things need to be worked, and a lot of things need to be tweaked. One thing I could say, Mr. Archer, going to that service on Sunday, it made me realize, and listening to the pastor when he spoke, it made me realize that, for real, you know, when you get in a position, it's not as easy as people think. You know,
it's not what?
It's not as easy as people think.
But we all know that. But let me tell you this: when I have been a BJ man, and he has revolutionized the sport. But BJ gave me the opportunity to do some creative things. I wasn't asking him to do anything, but when I first saw him, I had just come from school and afterwards in St. John's in Minnesota. And he came, and Gus Cooper, Vincent Cooper was the president before then. And then before that was Enoch Backford. So we have gone a long way, and we still have a long way to go, but we have some great athletes, and you will see that in Eugene, Oregon.
Right. So I say all that to say, the president, I think he's doing, you know, sort of the best that he can, and he has, you know, so it's not to knock the president, but I'm just saying, as you know, like sometimes I think that you have to, like I said last week, you have to have discretionary authority, and you have to look back, even though you would make you would come up with some plans and whatever, go back to the drawing board and say, you know what, I think we may be missing out something here. I don't think we should leave these athletes come up with a way because of what we went through.
Let me say this.
Like the coach was saying, you know, you have some people who worked hard, and because of everything, they fell a little short. Let's see how we could get them in there, get the ones who qualify. We only carry 53 athletes.
The most important, you know, we used to have a ton of people, much more than that. But what I am saying is that if you're involved in a group, you have to use your creativity, and you have to be able to listen to people. If you can't listen to people, you have your challenge. And not everybody can listen to people. Even the former president of the world body, he didn't listen too much to people. When somebody had an article in a Pan Athlete, he asked, no, he is from Rome, and he is the he's a big man in Rome. And he said, why would they have my picture in that, in the Pan Athlete? I know nobody knows about the Pan Athlete now, but what all I am saying is that you have to listen to people, and you have to be creative. You could do more. You could do much more with that.
Yeah.
Creativity makes the difference.
Yeah, and I must say that I think Mr. Archer is very astute. He's very astute. So I think he and with this plan, what you're coming up with, I think they could come up with a plan. I mean, to help those athletes too, because it's not only some of the under 17, but you have some other athletes too. Even in the, I saw one lady in the triple or long jump, missed it by an inch or something. And you know what? I mean, and then you know, don't have anyone doing that event. Oh man, you should leave that.
By the way, Michael Sarge Hanna is watching. You would see Michael Sarge Hanna again and again, okay? He is somebody who knows his music, and that's what I am talking about. But tell me this. Time is going to go out, so let me talk about what days and the other things,
yeah,
please.
But if we could have had a good send-off, you know, we could have a good send-off.
I mentioned that, yes.
Yeah, have a good send-off for the team. This is what's going to get people behind the team as well. When they know that you would have exhausted every avenue for even those who fell a little short, and not just be staunch with this, if you didn't make the team, you don't go, because we had a pandemic.
Well, let me say this.
We didn't have much meat going on.
Let me say this. I think that something, I am how do you put it? I am the kind of people who always hope for the best.
Yeah.
And I am a numbers man. I did mathematics in school and all of that. So I know those kind of things. You have your ups and downs and all of that. So first person is my nephew, Oscar Finlayson. On the 7th, he had his birthday. And guess how old he is? This is my nephew now.
Wow.
He is 51. And then Felix Stubbs has been a client of mine forever and ever. He was a man at IBM. You know, IBM don't joke. And he had been the head of IBM for a long, long time. Felix Stubbs, somebody who works with me at Kalina. Her name is Joy Buchanan. And if you ever hear talking about the Buchanan, they are great people. And then we're talking about Edith Powell. At her age, she continues to play tennis and a number of other things. And then we're talking about Delarene Smith. She used to be with the, but it is on the 16th. She used to be with the Defense Force, along with my nephew, Oscar. And then there was somebody, as you drive from by East BTC, you will see a sign with, I'm talking about Brenda Harris, a politician. And then my friend name is Lucretia Napa. She lives in the Virginia area. And then we're talking about on the 18th is Larita Cormier. And at that same day, we're talking about Veronica Adley, been a client of mine forever and ever. And then we are talking about debts, and debts is very important. We're talking about Mrs. Elva Russell Rule. I don't know if you know her, but she is very great out of Grand Bahama. I had the opportunity of meeting her in Grand Bahama many years ago, and her aunt was somebody who had a place where my daddy and myself lived. There was one cot. My daddy laid on the cot, and I lied on the floor. And then I consider the memory of my cousin, and we always say good cousins, and his name is Clyde Finlayson, the brother of Garrett Tiger Finlayson and Loxley, the other brother. And then we talk about Dr. Judson Enius. I am sure that many people know of Dr. Judson Enius. By the way, Clyde is older than Garrett Finlayson. And we talk about Dr. Judson Enius. I met him in Hartford, Connecticut many years ago. While I was going to St. John's in Minnesota, and he came back home 20 years ago to the Bahamas. I invited him into Rotary, and he invited me to another organization. And then one of the final ones were Mrs. Bloneva Darvill, and she is the mother of the Minister of Health. So I really feel so bad about that. And then, finally, I think it is a young man called Desai Williams. He was on the Canadian team. He went to a school in South Carolina, and they had a football team, U.S. football team, that won the Nationals. Is unbelievable, unthinkable. And he actually came from Jamaica, like the young man who had the opportunity to break a world record many years ago, Ben Johnson. He is not running anymore. So, ladies and gentlemen,
You know your stuff. You know your stuff.
My brothers and sisters, I live for that, and I enjoy myself.
Yeah, man. But great job today, man. I hope we have some people who will reach out. And I think the president, you know, I think he.
Well, let me say, try and reach the president. Try and reach the president and see what he can do. He does have a treasurer.
I wish the team well. I wish them well, and I just hope there'll be some little mistakes we made this year. Let's see how we can clean it up the next time.
I'm an eternal optimist, and we will do well.
Yeah, we will do well. I wish the team well. I wish the president and his entourage, I wish them well. But, you know, we just got to, when we come back, look at some of these things, and let's try to do a better job, because we don't want to disenfranchise the kids.
know, because yeah. they're the future.
But one person doesn't do it. Somebody has to organize people to start thinking of what should happen. And then, please remember, in a while, we're going to have the Nationals right here. And those who don't make the standards, and other than the relays, they will be sitting home, and some of them will be going to Eugene, Oregon, like myself.
Yeah, man. Okay, have a good one, Hawk, because okay. I see you 7:30, man.
Yeah, thank you ever so much for my producer, the one and only Mr. Ramming. I'll just leave it like that. Thank you ever so much, and you will hear me next week, Tuesday evening, on Guardian Radio, talking about the final results. And I'm sure somebody from the Guardian is going down to Corifta. We're going to have a most wonderful time. People just bearing down on Kingston, Jamaica, because all of the excitement will be there. Thank you, and thank you again.